In just a minute, it's the end of the world as we know it, and Bill feels rhyme. It's a listener limerick challenge game. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Alonzo, Time Magazine, just earlier this week, was invited to a dinner with the president in the White House residence. For dessert, everybody got one scoop of ice cream except President Trump, who got what?
We know he likes chocolate cake.
Only when bombing.
Yeah. Any hints?
Well, I'll give you a hint. He also gets extra whipped cream and a second cherry.
He got an ice cream sundae?
Well, I'll give it to you. Everybody else got one scoop. The president got two scoops.
You know, we got to shut this White House down. It is. It's just gotten.
It is true, though, that Time reporters say that when they sat down to dinner, they and all the other guests got water, while President Trump got Diet Coke. When the chicken entree was served, only the president got a little dish of extra sauce. And when dessert was served, everybody else got one scoop of ice cream, but the leader of the free world got two. So that's why he ran for president.
And who were the other guests?
It was two reporters from Time Magazine, a photographer. Vice President Pence was there. And this is hilarious, because everybody else got ice cream. He was only given, also true, a fruit plate. What did he do? Did he steal the president's favorite Hot Wheels car? How did he get in trouble?
I feel like, I'm imagining that the person in charge of all of this is Mother Pence, is Mrs. Pence.
Yes.
Mother, right?
Yeah, Mother Pence.
Deciding who gets...
Been a very good president this week. You get two scoops of ice cream. It's strange that Pence eats fruit, given how uneasy he feels around melons and bananas.
Yeah. Well, generally, when he encounters fruit, he tries to change it.
That was good.
Which means he can't get enough.
He just seems fascinated with fruit, you know, for their own good.
It's amazing, though, that the White House, like, they're that scared of setting Trump off that they do things like that. Like, you got to give him more ice cream or we're bombing Syria again.
You do not want him to get cranky. Alonzo, a New York strip club is in trouble with the state because of $3 million in back taxes. Authorities say that they tried to get around paying their taxes by classifying their dancers as what?
Fox News correspondents. Classifying their dancers as independent contractors?
Or? No, actually, most strip clubs do that. Don't ask me how I know that, but... But no, they did something even better. They classified them as well, let me give you a hint. It's more like, so the dancer says, well, that's very interesting. Tell me about your mother's pasties.
As therapists?
Yes, as therapists. So the Penthouse Executive Club in Manhattan was paid by their customers for the attentions of their dancers, but the club did not pay tax on that income on the grounds that these dancers are not entertainers, but therapists who are providing a valuable service that is not taxable under New York law. Say what you will about that, but in a year, this will be the only type of mental health services covered by Trump Care.
And
I'm just curious, did they win or lose on this one?
Well, sadly, they lost. The tax court said it was just a clever loophole. By coincidence, Clever Loophole is the name of the competing strip club down the block.
And how does that make you feel? Great, do it again.
Yes. Also, but the sad thing is now that scam's over, all these men are going to have to go to regular therapists and they're going to be so disappointed. It's like, where's your therapy pole?